This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. With me today is Freeman Burt. We're talking about sort of the basics about your typical routine traffic stops. But before we go on, what we're talking about really today is taking action, putting things into your own hands. Okay, that's really what we're talking about. But see, the problem with most Americans is that they suffer from a calamity. I told you all I got this wonderful dictionary. It's 1828 Webster's Dictionary of the English Language. And I just happen to be looking through it, and of course I'm finding that the study of words is one of the most interesting pastimes you can take up. It's like stamp collecting almost.
Very exciting.
Very exciting for the nerd in all of us. Here is the word of the day, folks. I found this to be wonderfully amusing and yet completely right on to most people I know who will not. First of all, examine or study what we're talking about. Second of all, certainly wouldn't take an action against such an authority figure as a police officer. The word is, if I can say it, pusillanimity. 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 It derives from pusillus, small, weak, and animus, or courage. So what it really means is want, in other words, lack. Want.
Hey, did I just call in a 900 number or something?
Hey, this is a legitimate word that I will use to describe my fellow man. What of that firmness and strength of mind which constitutes courage or fortitude? Weakness of spirit, cowardliness, that feebleness of mind which shrinks from trifling or imaginary dangers. Isn't that a wonderful word? Doesn't that describe most people that we know, our family, our friends, our compatriots, even those who hold up signs begging their representatives to make changes in their behalf? Those who will not actually stand their own ground, but beg on wanton knee for justice instead of taking it into their own hands. Isn't that what America has become? A a pusillanimity. Aren't we all pusillanimous? Destitute of that strength and firmness of mind which constitutes courage, bravery, and fortitude. Doesn't that sound like the lot of us? You decide, America. You decide. All right.
So.
Fun with words. So, Bert, now I'm a little confused because I've heard you say many times, and I agree with you, that you should never really submit yourself to the lowest form of sleaze called a municipal court or justice building. Are you actually saying that you should go in and challenge the cop in the municipal court?
Yeah, and you know, what we're talking about here is strategy and trying to do the best with what you have in your hands. Because, I mean, it's undeniable that we're at a huge disadvantage when we're dealing with these people. So we need to milk everything that we possibly can and try to milk out of it any benefit that we could possibly get. Now, dealing with a cop during a traffic trial, and I went through one, my very first one against a state patrol. And the guy actually got up on the stand and lied because he couldn't remember any details about what happened. That's likely what's going to happen to you in your situation. He's not going to remember much of anything. But, you know, back then I wasn't, you know, doing it to sue or any kind of stuff like that. I just wanted to win in the particular case, and I did. When I win, depending on what you define by win, but I mean, the case was dismissed against the cop. But I could have used all that information that was entered into the record against him if I had filed a suit against him. You see that? So that is a great opportunity that you have when that cop is sitting on the stand. You can ask him key questions that you can then incorporate into your suit. Say, by the way, you know, on August the 23rd, on a court stand, the policeman said blah, blah, blah. This is contrary to law. This is contrary to him being able to determine whether, in fact, I was exercising the driver's license that he coerced out of me during the stop. I mean, how can a cop prove that you were exercising a license?
That's a good point. In other words, how can he prove you're operating in commerce? Although, again, the devil's advocate, what you are displaying commercial tags. You're displaying, you're giving him a commercial driver's license. So, you know, it's a catch 22.
Well, but you know, we can use the example as someone operating a taxi cab. I mean, he could put the little sign up that says "not for hire." Now, I haven't explored this, but I've heard of other people doing the same thing, actually putting a little sign up in their rear windshield that said rear and front, saying "not for hire" when they're moving down the road with their private machine. And then if that cop pulls him over at that time, then he can ask the cop later on, "Sir, how did you know that I was engaged in commerce when I had a sign that clearly said that I was not for hire?"
All right. Well, so, all right. So the other question I have then is when you're in that municipal court, obviously, you know, well, let me just tell you my experience. Now, when I went into court, I actually wrote about this and it was hilarious. Killing your straw man too, I think it was. And we went to court and there was actually a video that played and I was shocked and amazed at this video. It was promoting pusillanimity, let me just say. It actually said, you know, we're going to pass around. It was almost like watching a flight attendant video. We're going to pass around a piece of paper. On that piece of paper, it says that you are going to give up your constitutional rights here today in this municipal court. You're agreeing to completely give up all your rights and be moderated by this private court. And I'm like looking at that going, my God, are you serious? So they pass out the paper, and I was just a spectator, so I took one anyway. And sure enough, the first thing it says on the top of the piece of the top of the paper is, by signing this, you agree or consent, I can't remember, to giving up all constitutional rights. And I just was like, my God. And everybody was eager. They ate it up. They signed it. They loved it. It was wonderful. And then they all got charged huge fines.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Okay, welcome back. let's see. Well, you know, I wanted to go back, Bert, because you said something that I always found interesting. We've talked about this before offline. But you said you used the words, first of all, you used the word easements. And I think we need to define what an easement is. Basically, what we're saying is that technically, just to give you an example, technically, if I were to be real ornery, and I could convince my neighbors to do the same thing on each side of the road, we could actually set up a roadblock and say, look, I have an easement. This is my side of the road. My neighbor has an easement. It's his side of the road. We're the caretakers of this particular public property, basically. And the fact that you are bringing your automobile up here, you're in commerce looking for victims of your exaction. We're going to actually charge you a fee to use our road because you're not using it to get to a place that you need to go. You're not a neighbor. You don't need access to this road. And therefore, we're going to charge you a fine. For the use of this road. An easement is defined in Bouvier's Law Dictionary. An easement is defined to be a liberty, privilege, or advantage which one man may have in the lands of another. Without profit, it might arise by deed or prescription. This is the incorporeal hereditament and corresponds nearly to the servitudes or services of the civil law. So, Bert, when you say that you should go back to the scene of the uncrime and you should actually record the partition, the place where you were pulled over, the side of the road and all that, because that easement is upon the estate that is there, the property, the private property, what is the point of that?
The point is that then when you go there, well, and of course it all depends on the scenario, right? I mean, if you happen to be in a residential area, then it will become really helpful because then you can take pictures of the properties on either side of the road, and then you can go to zoning or wherever to get copies of the plot. So you can actually prove that commercial activity happened on a non-commercial easement.
You know? So a residential area is So they're actually designated commercial or non-commercial in the actual zoning.
Well, if it's an easement for travel, it's not a commercial location.
So you would not be operating in commercial capacity anyway.
Right.
Okay.
But you want to be able to take the pictures so that you can then go to zoning and figure out exactly who has power over that easement for that area. So you can know and do the research, right? And then you can even contact those owners and say, I'm sorry, but I just need to contact you and find out, was I violating any of your rights when I was traveling through your easement?
So you'd actually go to a neighbor, just a neighborhood, just an average, the average Joe Schmo who lives at that particular house.
Yeah, who lives at that particular location. And I actually have one case in Georgia where we're this guy has such a beautiful case that we're like, okay, I'm totally taking your case from a whole detailed perspective, and he has been gathering information so that we can sue the cops because he was totally falsely arrested for 12 hours. They actually put him in jail, and they were conducting a roadblock. And he is having a little bit of a hard time locating the easements because he spoke to the business people on the side of the road where he was violated, and the owner said, "Yeah, I hate it when those cops do that because they actually hurt my business when they do a roadblock." Because who in the hell wants to come to your business when you have cops doing a roadblock? But the businessman is afraid to come forward and be any kind of a witness because then he's afraid that the cops are going to harass him and affect his business.
Of course, because he suffers from pusillanimity. His actions are pusillanimous. I can't say it. Well yeah, and that's, you know, it's a system based on coercion and fear, and due to our want of firmness and strength of mind, which constitutes courage and fortitude, we don't do anything about it. And it's just time that we do. It's just about time that we finally say, okay, enough's enough. This is not a revenue agency anymore. This is a police force that is there for the people, to protect the people from government, not the other way around. That's really what needs to happen. It's interesting, this thing, the easement of the roads, because, you know, of course, most homeowners understand and know. For instance, we had three feet of snow the other day, and, you know, everybody goes out and they have the responsibility of the sidewalk. It's a public sidewalk, and yet the people are somehow required to mow the grass on the other side of the sidewalk, which is not part of your property per se. It is an easement to your property. It is a social, if you will, requirement to take care of that property. It's a responsibility or a duty in a strange sort of way. That's what we're talking about. So that the street is actually that yellow line in the middle of your residential street is actually the end of your easement, your property.
Yeah, now let's expand on what you're saying a little bit further. Now, what if the cops suddenly start walking up and down the sidewalk and ticketing people for walking too fast? I mean, people would say, well, that's ridiculous. Okay, you're walking down the street without wearing a helmet. Didn't you know, sir, that we passed the will of the legislature says that when you're walking on the sidewalk, you're supposed to wear a helmet. You are not wearing a helmet, so you're in violation of code 303.25. That's a $50 fine. People would think that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, they are doing that to bicycles now. They're,
right! That was going to be my next point. They can actually give you a ticket for letting your child have fun on his tricycle without a helmet. You know, I mean, this is the insanity, and people don't realize that you have to do something about it. And the something is start learning a little bit about how to bring about an action against these people, because when enough cops have actions against them, then the system will begin to change, because these cops believe that they're unstoppable.
You know, if you do a little research, and probably this audience knows more, there have been several cases where people have literally tried to get this going to where people are actually suing the police officers as men, not as officers, but actually putting suits against the man's property for acting under color of law, you know, as an officer. But due to the pusillanimous nature of mankind, we seem to not be getting it started. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound, but in practice, does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening? Well, seems we've come to our global auditing, our financial day of reckoning. It's an interesting quandary. Have we invested too much in this enterprise to admit the solution might lie in its very demise? For our real economy is something much broader. It's GDP measured not by our ability to hoard, but our capacity to relearn and earn our place in nature's order and thus remain on this planet Ark, our Pandora.
That guy there, but those couple songs there from the Juice News, the Juice News Media, which is pretty fun on YouTube, actually. If you go to YouTube and just type in the Juice News, you'll have a good time with that. Very, very clever guy from England that really lays it down quite nicely. But Bert, I don't know. I don't know what to say here. We're talking about basically a police officer again using his lights unlawfully, unrightfully, without legal precedent. and he is giving to you what can only be described as an illegal summons to appear in a de facto illegitimate court, backed by coercion, or at least the appearance of fear and coercion. And, of course, the protect and serve motto. Interestingly enough, was I don't know if people know the origin of the of the protect and serve motto that police use, but I thought it was kind of funny because, well, let me read this to you if I can get my computer. Here's the happened in Los Angeles Police Department, actually. The origin of the LAPD motto. In February 1955, the Los Angeles Police Department, through the pages of the internally produced Beat magazine, which is a magazine for police officers, conducted a contest for a motto for the police academy. The conditions of the contest stated that the motto should be one that in a few words would express some or all of the ideas in which the Los Angeles Police Service is dedicated. It is possible that the winning motto might someday be adopted as the official motto of the department. And of course, the winning entry was the motto "To Protect and Serve," submitted by Officer Joseph S. Dorabek. "To Protect and Serve" became the official motto of the police academy, and it was kept constantly before the officers in training as the aim and purpose of their profession. With the passing of time, the motto received wider exposure and acceptance throughout the department. On November 4th, 1963, the Los Angeles City Council passed the necessary ordinance, and the credo has been placed alongside the city seal on the department's patrol cars. So the origin had nothing to do with the actual function of the police. It was just no different than McDonald's commercials or any other motto that was created by Edward Bernays or any of the other people out there who try to sell things that aren't good for you, but say they are. I mean, it's just I find that kind of fun, the etymology of the "To Protect and Serve" motto. It's just a contest. It's a public relations thing. Has nothing to do with the reality of the police force. So literally, they're handing you, in an unlawful fashion, a requirement to appear in court. Now, if you don't accept that, of course, you're arrested. So technically, they're handing you an arrest warrant, basically. And all of this is completely illegal, but they do it anyway.
Well, and you know, I mean, the question is what's illegal and what is illegal. So people have been conditioned that because common accepted behavior is that accepted, that becomes legal. And when you begin to look at the actual rules that these people are supposed to follow, that failure to follow makes them illegal, then you come to realize, oh my God, these people operate most of the time illegally. But no one bothers to look at the rules that they're supposed to follow. I mean, this even applies in court. These judges enter rules, enter decisions that violate the very regulations or court rules that they're supposed to abide by.
Now, you're talking about the rules of court procedure here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are kind of important. That's something that I remember you were studying for a long time and just being amazed at what you were finding. Probably something that people should study as well, because even though the rules of court procedure are from a private organization, they are still the rules or the rules of etiquette and ethics that the court are supposed to operate under. If you don't know that, well, then, you know, again, you're going to be unprepared, and you're not going to be able to call them out that they're violating their own rules of court procedure.
Yes, and you know what I've been finding out is like recently I made myself available to have I empowered myself to have available to me the same type of information that attorneys have, which is access to case law and access to related cases, which you really cannot do anywhere else unless you are a member to one of these websites. And there's three of them that deal with them.
Is this LexisNexis?
LexisNexis, yeah. Is the one that I signed on. And so now I'm offering my services to people that just need research, that if they need to have a case researched and the case law associated with it, I can help them with that. Because without it, you're pretty much dead in the water. Because just simply quoting a rule or quoting a statute is not good enough, because most statutes and most rules don't always mean what they say. And if you go into court quoting a statute, you're not going to get very far. So you have to quote the statute, but more importantly, you have to quote the cases, and that is appellate cases, that back up what the statute is supposed to say. Because it doesn't always match, you know. And whatever your point is that you're bringing into court, you have to back it up with cases, because that is actually the common law, is the cases that have been decided in the appellate court. And when you read cases from the appellate court and higher compared to cases of the low courts, you see that the decisions are like day and night. Everything that they that you might read in a transcript or whatever from a lower court, it's all just like bam, 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 bam. It's all like robotic like.
But the lower courts are just basically quoting the higher courts, and it's almost like a language in and of itself.
Well, and here's the other point that I want to make sure people comprehend, is that when you are going to fight these people, you must be ready to take your case all the way to appeal, because what this lower courts, and be that federal or state courts, any court under the appellate courts are basically filter courts to filter you from going any higher, and they filter out the people who are not serious about fighting for their rights. And I know that sounds not good, but that's what it appears to be. And you have to be, when you begin your action, you at the same time you have to begin your appellate action, because in this lower court you basically setting it up so that you can appeal, because you must assume. And I like to operate on the idea that the glass is always half full, but you must operate like it's half empty when you're dealing with these lower courts.
Very nice. All right, folks, we'll be back with our final segment. Looks like we have a caller to the take. Stay with us. Stay jumpy.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have supernatural silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Clear your mind of questions. You must unlearn.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are at the end yet again. Very sad. We have a call from, it's Gary. Gary, one of Bert's folks that he's helping out. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Clint. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. What's going on with your case?
Well, Bert wanted me to. I got myself in more doo-doo going to my last hearing.
On his way to court.
Oh, no, yeah. Gary.
And so he wanted me to talk about that. So I was traveling down I-40, and I had a blue light coming behind me. So I did an emergency stop, And, you know, following Bert's advice, I do not want to delay too much and wanted to sacrifice myself too much. So I rolled down the window and let the police speak, and he yelled, "Why are you going so fast?" I says, "Well, I didn't really think I was going that fast." "What? You don't know that you're going speeding up on the highway?" And I said, "No, I didn't really think I was speeding, sir." But anyway, to speed it up here, like Bird don't want me to, he just sent me a message to speed it up. But anyway, the cop tried to induce me to incriminate myself with how fast I was going. And he accused me of going 91 in a 65. And I would never acknowledge how fast I was going or give him any information related to him trying to extract information out of me. So he went back to his car, he came back, and he charged me with 91 in a 65. Careless and reckless driving.
Let me ask you this before you go on. Did he say 95 what?
No. Well, he said I was going 91 in the
91
65.
What?
Yeah, well, that's well, I mean, the thing is that they don't say that, but on the ticket it says you're going 91 miles per hour in a 65. But none of that is articulated when you're in exchange with the officer.
So he only throws numbers at you.
Well, so in this case, me personally, I would go back and I would take a picture of the sign, the last sign that you would have passed, which would say what? It would say speed limit 65.
Right. It doesn't say per hour.
It doesn't say 65, snail slime trails per hour. It doesn't say anything. It says speed limit 65. It doesn't say miles per hour. It doesn't say meters per hour. And if it does say MPH, you don't know what the M means. So
they don't say MPH. It just says speed limit 65.
Sure.
And the other thing is that, where is it posted? He says it's that. Can you prove that it is that? Where does it say that at? I mean, I don't need to come up with that answer. They need to come up with that answer. So show me where it's posted that I was speeding.
Yeah, and here's the point. If the speed limit is not listed on the sign, then obviously it is supposed to be understood by those who are licensed to abide by that sign. That's why he doesn't have a
under commerce.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't have a speed limit on it. Now, strangely enough, warning signs have a rate of speed on them.
Yes. And that's because it's literally telling you this. It's providing a true lawful
service.
Service by telling you that if you go more than 45 miles per hour, MPH, M.P.H, specifically says it on that sign, well, yeah, then it's giving you, and it's yellow, meaning it's a warning sign. That's very different than the little white signs that say, nothing, absolutely nothing. 65,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be understood by those people who are licensed. That's why it's not meant for the general public. It's meant for a specific portion of the public.
So right. Read the law, have understood the law, and have to abide by it, which are corporate employees of the state. Right?
Mm-hmm. But I wanted you to mention, too, about your confidence level when you were dealing with this cop.
Right. So the whole idea of the cop is to get you rattled, right? And this is the first time I've ever been pulled after dealing with Bird in the court and knowing these guys are talking out their butt most of the time. My level of calmness, I didn't get excited at all. I just spoke with him calm, and their whole idea is try to to get you excited and controversy with them. So if you can remain cool, calm, and rational with them, there's no reason for them to not be inclined to cooperate with you. So in the end, I said, well, sir, can you please give me your name? And he says, well, it's on the citation. I says, what? You can't give me your name? And he says, okay. And he gave me his name, you know, Trooper Dawkins, you know. So the whole idea is not to treat them with adversarial comments, but to treat them with respect and in honor, but at the same time, stand your ground in a respectful manner.
Yeah. And Gary's not saying this lightly, because Gary likes to argue. Okay, this is in his nature. So for Gary to be giving this kind of advice, this is very wise coming from him.
Well, I've learned, and a bird is pounding in my head enough that it's starting to sink in.
So, Bert, bottom line here today, you're saying, in your opinion, that all the writing that you can do on the ticket, for instance, this is not a contract, or all of that is unnecessary.
It's unnecessary, and we're gonna exercise that, you know, depending on to what degree Gary wants to go with this. But you don't need any of that stuff to bring a case against that policeman.
Because it's all done in fraud in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough fact that you don't have to do any of these other stuff. And all you have to do is use their laws against them. You don't have to bring in something that is completely unrelated to their regulations. Because their regulations, once you understand that their regulation is for them, not for you, they now have to prove that their regulation applies to you. And they can only apply it to you through assumption. They cannot do it with facts, because there is no facts to tie you to their regulations. No different than Walmart tying you to their regulations. There is no fact. They can only assume that you're acting as a Walmart employee.
And so my assumption in dealing with the officer, I knew from the very start that everything he was doing is based on gut feeling, and that he really had no true understanding of the procedure that he was going through, and that he was going to make 100 mistakes in his process, because he really doesn't understand the law in his job.
He's just a meter maid, right?
Sit back and relax and let him expound himself, and all I have to do is go back and pick through what he says and show that what he says is not based in fact or evidence. It's all presumption, assumption. None of it is really evidence.
That's right.
Gotcha. All right, folks. Brings us to the end here. Again, Bert's website is onlyfreemen.com. And that is expanding. Getting more fun all the time. Thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
Everyone for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Financial uncertainty.